How's it going? My name is Stacy and I work at Lowe's. Summer is about to officially kick off, and now's the perfect time to get your garden going. Stop by our nursery today and get 10% off all garden mulch. And when the work is done, fire up the grill with our exclusive charcoal offer. Now buy one bag of Kingsford regular charcoal and get one free. Limit two per customer. Start your summer with savings this weekend at Lowe's. Lowe's. Let's build something together. Offers valid 5/25/11 to 5/30/11. Some restrictions apply.
Blog Talk Radio.
Warning. Please be prepared to leave your comfort zone immediately. The construct and belief system that surrounds you will be deconstructed. We will take you beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning. And the show has just begun, yes indeed. And I've come back from the cold of Liberty Broadcasting Network. It's a long story. But basically the situation there didn't really support the kind of thing that I and several of us were trying to achieve. So we're currently temporarily back on Blog Talk Radio. And it's good to be back, even if it's only been a week. So the other thing that happened is that Blog Talk Radio has decided in its infinite wisdom at this time to reduce the shows that you get for a non-premium account, i.e. a free account, down to half an hour. So that's forcing everybody to either go pro or whatever you might call it. Or to find some other accommodation. Now, I thought that we'd found some accommodation, but that didn't turn out to be very accurate. So what we're going to do is probably either piggyback onto another network or even create our own network. So if there's anybody here who's interested in helping us put a new radio network together, something for the more enlightened beings, or people who wish to gain some enlightenment, well, that's what we're trying to do. Bringing everybody forward, bringing everybody up to speed on what the latest news of all the changes are and all of those things. And I think it's going to be quite a hot issue this year of what's happening in the ascension world, or whatever you might call it. I call it initiation. It's commonly called ascension. Some people call it the change or the shift, but we are definitely in it. The earth is certainly showing signs of change and shift, if not under your feet, certainly on the nearest volcano or a fault line. Even under the snow there are fault lines that are showing up, and so it's quite an exciting time. We're looking at possibilities of new republics being formed, or governments being overthrown, or maybe we get governments being overthrown and the military that overthrew them becoming overthrown by the people. I don't think we're at the end of the story in Egypt. I think there's going to be a lot more happening in the next few months there and elsewhere. I mean, we can all see it. I don't need to tell anybody who's listening to this. That we can see what's going on. We can see the effects of the change happening. It's people who are waking up and saying that they don't want to do this anymore. They don't need to pay taxes. You don't need to pay extortion. All taxes are extortion, and all extortion is violent, or the threat of violence. And we want to get away from all of the violence in the world, to have a world where people respect each other, where people can live in community with each other, no matter what their belief. There's no judgment of one person going to hell or one person being a demon or one person being an infidel. Or there are so many ways that the world has divided itself according to ideology. And the days of that are numbered. It's something that happened, that used to happen in the sixth or eighth age, and that's because it had to happen in that time. We had to learn what the cost of this emotional attachment is. And we can see that the emotional attachment is the thing that is driving the world down to the brink of extinction. The emotional attachment to ideologies. My way is right. Your way is wrong. I used to be wrong and now I'm right. All of this, all of that, is over fanatical devotion. So we're now looking at a situation where all of those structures that were built up through those years of fanatical adherence to ideologies is breaking down. The last bastion are those diehards who still have what they call faith. Sorry, that's my flatmate sneezing. The fixed ray age, the devotional age, is breaking down. People who were relied on to keep quiet, to be loyal, they're all seeing the error of their ways, and they're now telling the people what's really happening. We're getting many more whistleblowers, and we're getting people coming out. Even the Chinese government has officially sanctioned, recognized reincarnation by telling the Dalai Lama that he hasn't got permission to incarnate into a new body. I find that incredibly humorous, a very, very amusing idea that you could legislate against that. So, do we have any callers? No, we haven't got any callers. I'm very happy to talk to anybody. Anybody's got any questions about the seven rays, or where I'm at, or what I'm talking about, or what the hell am I talking about? If you can dial in, you can dial in to... And I've got the problem. There's the page. Area code 646-929-0353. Area code 646. We have a switchboard facility here. It's wonderful. Yeah, I quite like Blog Talk. It's a shame they shifted the hours. Anyway, so we may do something about that. And... has everybody found it? All right. I don't have minutes. This has it. All right. Okay. So, Anon, you're speaking in the chat room there. Can you identify yourself, the 147 aspect? Anon 9564, are you there? You can call in. You can do it through Skype, I believe. Sometimes there's a button. But I've not got anybody called in just now. And so, back to where I was, which was the end of the sixth ray. So you're seeing all these structures break down, and all of these structures required a certain number of... it required a certain amount of loyalty to keep the structures going. I don't know if you've ever been involved with voluntary organizations. There's always somebody who remains the loyal person, the one who's the diehard, who will never give up, who will always create it to the end, go on till the end, until the bitter end. No matter how bitter, they're always incredibly loyal. These are the people who have strong sixth ray energy, and when it's oriented correctly, the sixth ray energy can be incredibly aspiring and full of religious fervor and enthusiasm and bliss. And these people, are very rare kind of saintly types, like Mother Teresa, who can through their faith retain all kinds of belief systems, even in the face of all other opposition, keeping their faith The trouble is that when that gets turned to something that is supporting something that is not 100% true, like, for instance, the Catholic Church, then what you experience is a fanatical disbelief in anything else than the dogmatic edicts from the Church itself. And thus, that breeds something like the Jesuits. Their plan was to basically rule the world and take all the money in the world and put it all to the coffers of the Catholic Church. And then what they were going to do with it, I don't know. However, all these plans are starting to fall apart now. And what we'll see is a gradual dissolution of these. First of all, it will be a dissolution of the belief system. So we're seeing the cases of paedophilia that are being brought out into the churches, and it's been happening for years. It's one of these things everybody knows, you know. Oh yes, everybody knows paedophilia and all that stuff, but nobody does anything about. But now is the time that we're going to do these things. We're going to bring about the changes that will clean up the churches, that will make the churches into a place of community again. There'll be no hierarchy. There'll be no person who stands between you and God, because you'll have a knowing, an inner knowing, that God exists and is imminent in your life, is there, working with you, and you work with them. It has both male and female aspects. It's not a divided, one side is light and one side is dark. It's not a dualistic situation. It's a complete knowing that you are part of the universe. You're part of the planet. You're part of the solar system. You're part of the galaxy, and so on. That we're all part of this enormous creation, and it's a very beautiful thing. And we're currently separated from that by structures like the churches and things like that. So all those are going to go away, because the people are going to realize, well, hang on a second, we don't need a priest. What do we need a priest for? Well, in fact, all the priests are just, they're just abusing us. They're taking our money and not doing anything for us. And there's this kind of vague promise that we'll get a wonderful eternal time. But I can see that the world is turning out all right now. So why do we have to wait for the future or the afterlife when everything's great? Let's make it great here. Let's make it great for our children and our grandchildren, and perhaps we'll reincarnate into a future life and it will be great for us again, and so on. So we're moving from the sixth ray into a seventh ray community. Now, a lot of people who are calling into the shows and listening to these archives, you'll notice that the seventh ray features quite a lot, and that's because it's the new incoming ray. When I say new, it's been sort of coming in for about 100 years now, but it's the ray of what people call, I'm going to use these words, new age, but let's say Aquarian age rather than new age, because then that takes a lot less emotional NLP programming away from it. In fact, if we could take it completely away, and the souls that are incarnating are vibrating to this frequency, which is a more open frequency. It's a more mental frequency. It doesn't require faith to be spiritual. All you need to do is to flow with the world as you do. And we're going to a point of just being. We don't need to be a good congregation. We don't need to be a priest. We don't need to be a doctor. We don't need to be a patient. We just need to be. And we'll find that we'll become more and more healthy. And when we be, we are, we do. So whatever you want to do, whatever you feel is the right thing to do, what you feel appropriate to do at any moment, that's the thing that you do. And if it's in your destiny to be a mass murderer, well, that's your destiny to be a mass murderer. But it's very unlikely. It's usually, if somebody has a soul destiny, it's usually to the positive. because a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, if we allowed everybody to just do what they wanted to do, there'd be chaos. And I say, oh, I don't think so. I think people would, in the natural way, human beings are good and honest and altruistic and curious and adventurous and inventive, amazing creatures, the human being. And I believe that if we were left to our own devices, it wouldn't be a Lord of the Flies situation. It wouldn't be anarchy and chaos. It would be incredibly well organized. And when I mean organized, the organization, the seventh ray, is the root of organization. So if any age where humanity would self-organize, this is the age to do it. We'll be finding more and more community efforts going up, community housing. I would love to see places where single mothers were had community support with each other and from other other family groups who were in the community who helped each other. Trading would happen through alternative currencies, local currencies, national currencies, international currencies, digital currencies, but all without the use, all run without the, needing the use of a bank that will slow the flow of money down. Imagine with PayPal, if somebody pays you, you know, I can pay you in PayPal. It's instant. It happens instantly. But if I wrote you a check, it would have to go through the banking system. It would have to go to Switzerland to the Bank of International Settlements. It would then come back after 2 days from the Bank of International Settlements into your account, and someone somewhere has made money from that. This is not to be. That's tax. That's delay. It's fraudulent. It's wrong. It shouldn't happen. And it will very soon begin not to happen anymore. So those are the things that we'll be seeing in the coming years. Most people are aware of this anyway. It's what you want. It's what you how you thought the world should have been when you were born. I always used to go up, you know, I used to watch science fiction programs and think, how come the world isn't how this is, how what I'm seeing on the screen? How come it's not like that? Because it should be. And indeed, I now learn that there were certain groups in society or somewhere in the world who were living like that. People who were using time travel technology. That's Andrew Bisago. He was my age. And as a child, he was using time travel technology that we saw on TV. All these things we've seen on TV. And we were kind of, what's the word? We used to the idea, we resigned ourselves to the idea that it was purely in the realms of fantasy that things like that would happen. And now it seems that, that all along these technologies really did exist. Stargate technologies really did exist when they were talking about it. And they were telling us, you know, we're just making a story, vaguely covering up the truth. And people had the choice to not believe it or not. So, then we come to belief. Okay, so what's going to happen in the seventh re-age to faith? I would say that faith will become knowledge, gnosis, as in the Gnostics. This is a small sect that Jesus was involved in 2,000 years ago. He knew where they were at. They knew exactly what he was talking about. They had direct knowledge of what he was talking about. Kingdom of heaven being within and all that stuff. So we're all going to be experiencing that. We're all going to be experiencing the calm and peace that comes when you're not a slave. We've been slaves for many, many thousands of years, and now is the time for us to cast off those chains and shackles. And those chains and shackles now aren't made of iron. They're made of little rectangular pieces of plastic and rectangular pieces of paper with words printed on them that somehow have this importance to us. And it's that importance that we're trying to break down. That's what we call the paradigm form of those words. The idea that words on a piece of paper have any bearing on you as you stand, as a human being, as a sovereign human being. And you know what? They have no bearing. They have nothing. They can't do anything to you with words. They're just marks on paper, little symbols. But they have no bearing on you. You can hold a piece of paper that says, you just won £26,000 or $26 million. It might not mean anything because it's just a piece of paper. It's only if somebody accepts that as being good for currency that then you can exchange that for $26,000. And likewise, if you get a bill for $26,000, it doesn't mean you have to pay it. It's just a piece of paper with words written on it. It's only when you believe it, it's only when you have faith in it, it's only when you put your trust into those words and to where those words purportedly come from that you're giving them authority over you. You're just giving your soul away. You're just giving your time away. Huh, I wonder if I'm making sense. So we're now looking at a future sovereignty where we don't have faith anymore, we know. We're not subjects anymore, we're sovereign. We live in communities, we have right relationships. And what does that mean? What does a right relationship mean? In the esoteric teachings, the rays have certain complements. And what that means is that, say, for instance, you may have a third ray personality. The first complement you have with the third ray is the seventh ray. That corresponds between the throat center and the sacral center. Within that, the complement, if you have a third ray personality and you were to meet a seventh ray person, particularly somebody who has a soul ray that corresponds with yours, you would get an instant sense of familiarity, a sense of okayness and calmness, that somehow you could have almost thought that this person is your soulmate, your soul flame. Of course, that also would be true, but also what you have to remember is there are maybe hundreds of thousands of soulmates all over the world, because your soul is one huge stream of energy, a stream of light, that you are a spark of light. Inside your heart is an atom, and that atom is shining with that light. Once you complete this, you connect back through your heart, through your soul, through all of your incarnations, and that's what we call being a divine being, because you've identified with your divine side, your soul, your monad, rather than your personality, your physical body, your emotions, your thoughts. There's much more to you than that. And once you get over the initial shock of connecting with your monad and your personality, and getting it to a point when you're shining with the light that comes from your highest possible self, which is what we call the monad, you will become as Jesus was. And he said, all these things that I do, so will you. That's exactly what he's talking about. At some point, it's a natural process, and he was like the catalyst. And it's taken 2,000 years to breathe, and all the bloodlines have intermingled and created these people who are prepared to bring in the new soul energy. And that's the seventh ray crowd. They're very much into rhythm. Compare, Africa has a seventh ray soul. And so what you'll find is that there's many things where large groups of people do things together, like, you know, starts off with line dancing, of course, and and All You Need Is Love by the Beatles and things like that. Large global link-ups like Live Aid. And then you have enormous groups of people who are drumming all at the same time to wake up the planet. All these things are seventh-ray activities, particularly those that are to do with rhythm. In fact, seventh-ray people have a natural affinity to rhythm, and you find lots of drummers with a seventh-ray personality or a seventh-ray soul. I've certainly worked with several, and, you know, everybody's got their stuff. It's good fun, but it's lovely to work, for me, to work with the 7-3 people, because they have a structure which I can help to weave. It's like the one side of the weave, and the 3-3 people are the people who, the warp and the weft, the two parts of the weave. Well, one is wound around the loom, and the other one goes along with the shuttle. And the seventh ray is like the one that's wound around the loom, and the third ray is the people that goes up and down in the on the shuttle. So where are we? Can we talk about 147? I've got 5 minutes. A quick brief thing about 147 is that you could end up as a warrior or somebody who works with groups of people who are like a peacemaking kind of groups. You know, Warriors of the Light, like Rainbow Warrior, Greenpeace people, or United Nations idea, or, you know, kind of peacemaking or mediation. It depends on what level you're going to end up. I mean, it can be just a kind of local thing, or it could be a global thing. So with a 4-3 working through a 7-3, it's possible to create structures of beauty or sculptures, things like that, or perhaps even make music. It would tend to be a rhythmic music, maybe like a DJ or something like that. With a bit of wisdom smattered here and there. Maybe samples of people talking on Blog Talk. So, what I'm there. So, here we go. We have 3 minutes of the show, and nobody's called in yet, so I'm going to begin to call it a day. So it's been very nice speaking to you. I hope you've gained something out of all this. There's been a lot of jumping forwards and backwards here between various chat rooms. And it's been nice to speak to you all. And I'll play out the theme tune. I don't know if I should play a tune. Maybe I should play a tune. I'll play a tune, yes. I'll do the goddess song. Somebody did that. Asked me to do that before, so I'm playing it now. There you go. Enjoy this.